You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. Wait, I thought he had regular ears. No, he has engineers.
That's what they tell me, at least.
That's an old Ray Schrader joke. Anyway, welcome in, everybody. It is the 25th of August, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison, where it is a gorgeous Boy George day here in downtown. Blue skies, high fluffy clouds. Look at that shot, Zommers, on the old Sam Davidson street cam as we look out there for those watching on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Beautiful, beautiful blue skies in downtown Madison. The trees are still green, although there's a hint of maybe a change of color in some of them. And pretty quiet right now, although we've seen over the course of the afternoon lots of what appears to be college students and their parents right now. Big, big drop-off weekend this past weekend here in Madison. Big drop-off week. You know, some of the dorm are they're moving people in. My own niece, my favorite youngest niece, Isabel, moved into UW Stout this weekend. So now my sister and brother-in-law are officially and technically empty nesters. So how
for
about
the
that?
Time being, usually I feel like people move back in for at least a little bit.
Maybe, perhaps. We shall see. Anyway, gonna be a big hour this week. That's right. It's going to be a big hour this week. We're gonna do 1 hour and just repeat that hour all week long. No, it's gonna be a big hour in this hour here on the show. A little bit later, talk about some national headlines in Washington, D.C., and Trump saying he's going to expand his armed military occupation beyond Washington, D.C., and this is like coming headlines, coming to a city near you, coming attractions, Chicago, the Windy City, next up on the list. He also mentioned New York, so we'll talk about that and why I feel that Wisconsin will not be too far behind and what it could mean for all of us. So we'll discuss that and Wisconsin takes on that as well. What else? Well, we'll do a little bit more Bob Uecker before the end of the show. Of course, Bob Uecker, the tribute of life celebration yesterday at AmFam Field. And once again, just many thanks and congrats and bravo to the director and producers of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, respectively, for their great work on this tribute yesterday. The video and audio was all done, compiled, edited by them, by Kelly and Sean, and it was just amazing. So thanks, guys. So we'll talk a little bit about Uecker once again before we leave here. And a couple other state and national headlines. What was I going to say, Zommers? I wanted to get to something else. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I can't believe this, but this week is the kickoff to college football. Can you believe that, Zommers?
It is, I guess. I don't know. I've never really paid that much attention to college football, to be honest.
Boy, you can't buy loyalty like that. Let me just tell you.
It's not lack of loyalty. It's that I just don't know. I'm not an expert.
I don't know.
I've never been big on...
We're going on 3 years doing this show together. I mean, it's college, it's sports, it's in the air.
I follow it for the show. I don't remember when it starts, though.
It's like the red-green show. I can follow college sports if I have to, I guess.
No, it is... I was missing out before that.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just goofing around. Here's good news. Here's good news. You can hear the Wisconsin Badger home opener this Thursday.
Actually,
it's
I'm going
not
to
Friday.
That.
Are you? Wait a minute. You have no clue about the opening of college football, and then it's like, wait a minute, I have tickets. I'm going.
Yeah, I forgot. over the weekend, one of my roommates was like, hey, you want to go to the game this Thursday at 8 o'clock or whatever? And I was like, oh, sure. Why not?
Well, I got nothing
and
else
And then when
do.
You mentioned that it's on Thursday, I remembered.
Normally, the opener is on Saturday. It has been on Friday since all the TV stuff of the Big Ten. And now, and this is not necessarily a compliment, by the way, to Wisconsin football. They're being pushed to the Thursday night game and the late game at that. Wisconsin, Miami, the ever-tough Miami of Ohio, is going to be visiting the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall this Thursday. You can hear the games all season long on several of our civic media stations, including WRCE in Richland Center, WLAK in beautiful Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, we were just up there last week, and WRPN 93.1 FM and 1600 AM in Ripon, Wisconsin, home of Ripon Good Cookies. Well, it was. I believe they are no longer there. May they rest in peace. Used to drive through Ripon a lot, and you could stop at the Ripon Good Cookies like outlet store or factory store, and you get fresh cookies, like right out of the oven. It was fantastic. I know, right? Anyway, Wisconsin hosting Miami, Ohio this Thursday at 6 p.m. Now, there's talk we may do a special on-location broadcast, but we'll see if that works out. We'll be for sure here in the studio on location. We may be somewhere else.
Either way, we're pretty close.
This is the kind of week I like because you just never know what's going to happen next. It's very, very exciting.
Todd likes to go on the high wire without a safety net.
Yeah, why not? Biggest rush of the day. Anyway, it's going to be a great. My own personal prediction. I have a lot of concerns about Wisconsin football, but I truly hope that I'm absolutely wrong. And I hope that the Badgers and the Badger fans and the callers at the end of the season call in and say, Todd, you knucklehead, you didn't know anything about Wisconsin Badger football. So we'll see. Regardless, it's always great. There's always hope and optimism at the beginning of the year. Badgers have the full season, a lot of opportunity, have, by all accounts, the toughest schedule in Division I college football this fall, taking on Ohio State, Oregon, at Alabama, amongst other teams. So going to be exciting. And you can kick it. Literally, it'll kick off this Thursday, starting the pregame show at 6 o'clock, I think. I think the actual kickoff is like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's something crazy late like that.
Will we see you on Friday the 29th?
You will. I'll be awake
because
enough.
Some shows are taking the day off, and I thought, well, why not? We'll be here anyway. We might as well do a show. And I thought, well, that'll be fun because we can discuss, you know, what happened the night before, and you will have been at the game. Now.
I will have more information than I otherwise would.
You could give us on the location reporting what it was like, what it smelled like, what it felt like.
Yeah, I got to bring a microphone and record it live. Be like, it smells like sweat. And beer.
This could be a great segment. Zommers at football. I think that'd actually be pretty fun.
It'd be interesting. I sure don't have any sports broadcasting experience, so it would be...
Which makes it all the better. Do you understand?
Right.
That makes it all the better. All right, it's 15 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, just your chance to have your voice heard on our 10 news talk and sports network stations. Well, ish, because no, the Brewers don't play till later on. So yes, all 10 are listening to us, or at least we're playing on all 10 right now. Last I heard. All right, well, this is Mike Lucas, and here's news. We're getting ready for the big Idea Festival.
Yeah.
Some people call it Idea Fest.
I believe that is the actual name.
I created that word Idea Fest. Nobody ever heard of it before. Everybody said festival, then I said Idea Fest.
Festival is kind of an old-fashioned word.
Old-fashioned. So I just call it Idea Fest. It's catching on. Here's the deal. IDFS, co-sponsor by our friends over at the Capital Times and us. Well, not ours, I have Civic Media. And they bring in a lot of politicians, important people, a couple of light theologians that spar. And that's a lot of fun. This year, they're adding broadcasters. And Tom Oates and Mike Lucas, two great sports writers, are going to be at IdeaFest. So we have put the request in because they got like Shirley Abrams, they got Stacey Abrams is coming in. They got Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. They got, geez, I'm ticked off, Jeepers Creepers, Tony Evers is going to be there, the governor of Wisconsin. I said, no, I don't want the politicians. I want to talk to Oates and Lucas. And so that's the request. Wouldn't that be fun? Because we quote him a lot when we say timely, timely indeed. The was coined.
Every day you quote
him. Coined by Mike Lucas. So timely, timely indeed. A lot of people are going to be tailgating on Thursdays, Amers. You might be out there tailgating for the Badger game. A lot of people are going to be traveling this week and weekend for Labor Day weekend. Can't believe it's coming up already this weekend. And so there's going to be a lot of picnicking. And people get very scared of these two items at picnics, especially during the summer. So what's worse, the category today, what's worse, potato salad or coleslaw? Potato salad or coleslaw? I like calling it potato salad.
To really pronounce it, right. Enunciate.
Some people just say tater salad. Potato salad or coleslaw? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a ring-a-ling. Tell us what you think is better. Potatoes or what's worse? Todd, this segment is called What's Worse? Thank you. What's worse, potato salad or coleslaw? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. What's that, you say? Well, go to your app store on your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. You'll see the cute little CM logo. Download it. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what CBS's Gayle King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Text us on that. What's worse? It is potato salad or coleslaw. Should we do this now, or can he get it in before we...
Got a minute and a half.
All right. Minute and a half. Let's go to the phone lines. Our old friend and ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry. Jerry Perry, I ask you, what's worse, potato salad or coleslaw?
Is this a contest that I win?
There is no prize money to give away. Oh. We stand up front. Oh, but anyway, okay. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. So I'm not a huge fan of either, but I've got to say that coleslaw is worse. Cabbage is the main reason why.
Really? You're anti-cabbage? You're anti-cabbage?
I'm not so much anti-cabbage as I am pro-potato, Todd. Let's put
you're pro-potato.
I respect that.
Would you ever, well, you're a married man, but if you weren't, would you date a Mrs. Potato?
Certainly. Yeah.
Even though she's a married woman?
I'm a married spud. I'm a married spud.
Oh, so you're saying,
sure, it's my...
What? Coleslaw. Coleslaw is worse, you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Because he's pro potato.
Thank you, by the way, earlier for plugging my show. That was very sweet
yes,
of you. And my show is
VMO.
The opposite of an idea fest.
Come on back. More of this show, I think, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now the show has got some class to it. Little Nat King Cole for you. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. What did you dial up, Aaron Summers?
That is Solid Potato Salad by Nat King Cole.
I did not know that existed.
Not only does this song mention coleslaw, he also has another song as part of the King Cole Trio, the Nat King Cole Trio, called Coleslaw. Apparently these we'll are play, topics that
we'll
he
dial
liked.
That up because we'll hear from that. In my opinion, one of the greatest, most talented artists of all time, American artist Nat King Cole. I just
absolutely
think, just an absolute phenomenal talent. On the lighter side, what's worse, potato salad or coleslaw? Is the category today. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Megan in Sun Prairie on the text line on WMDX says, coleslaw is the worst. I've never liked it. Well, I'll just wait. I'll hold my thoughts because I have some thoughts on everything, but particularly coleslaw. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mona. In Madison, listening on WMDX, Mona, potato salad or coleslaw, what's worse?
Potato salad, 100%. I got tomaine at a picnic from potato salad when I was a little kid, and I won't touch the stuff.
Oh,
coleslaw, yeah. I only like if it's made with vinegar and not mayo. I can't stand it if it's creamy. I want to have the sweet and soury one.
Yeah, I'll share more later, but I'm not too far away from you on that one, Mona. I appreciate
okay,
it. Thank you so much.
Okay,
have a great day. Yeah. Thanks for listening. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jim, listening on WAUK out of Brookfield, Wisconsin. Jim, potato salad or coleslaw? What's worse?
I think a potato salad is worse, okay, but I do want to say I'm not a mayo guy, so I'm not a big fan of either. However, if you make a coleslaw that's got a stronger vinegar base and easy mayo, it can be crispy and very good. So I would have to say potato salad is worse because it's often heavy on the mayo. I do want to say my wife makes a really good potato salad, though. Instead of mayo, uses avocado, you know, like almost like a guaca. Yeah,
that sounds good.
Yeah, so yeah, avocado potato salad. You mash up the avocado, and that's your base, and some lime, and you put that in with the potatoes, the cooked potatoes, and it's really very enjoyable, very good.
That sounds really good. Thank you, Jim. You got a cooking tip out of Jim and everything. Great. I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks for listening in beautiful Brookfield. I never thought of that before, but yeah, I mean, avocado, if you get it, it can be very creamy if it's the right consistency and everything. And then I would think you would want to put like a, not parboiled, but a firmer potato chunks in with that avocado. And I can see that being really, really good. Thanks, Jim. I got to try that. The category for what's worse, potato salad or coleslaw. Bill watching on YouTube says, depends on what kind of potato salad. Mine is German potato salad. That is better than coleslaw. By the way, I'm German. All right. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate that. There's something to that as well. I would agree that a really heavy mayo-based potato salad, I want some. I like a good mustard kick in my potato salad. And egg as well. Egg and mustard.
Having those is good, but I also do think that German potato salad is better. Maybe that's just because my grandma makes really good German potato salad.
Yeah. That's the old Bernsteads. People remember Bernsteads used to be around. They used to make, it was named after one of their employees, like Katie's potato salad or something at Bernsteads. We don't have Bernsteads anymore. That's what's wrong with America.
That's the
we
only
don't
thing.
Have Bernsteads anymore. You used to go in and mark the top of the can with a grease pencil. It was quite the thing. 855-752-4842. Matt in Middleton says store-bought is pretty bad for both, but coleslaw is worse. Often watery and made of veggies that are left over from the salad bar. Ooh, gross.
Store-bought coleslaw does seem that way a lot of the time.
Yeah. What else we got here? Anything else on the text line here? PJ on YouTube says coleslaw is worse because there's never been a potato salad that I didn't like. All right. Very good. Anything
and
else?
I believe we're about caught up on
the text line as well. We're all caught up there. All right, Sommers. A potato salad or coleslaw, Aaron Sommers? What's worse?
You know, I think I have to agree with Jeff Perry that I think coleslaw is worse. But not because I'm anti-coleslaw, because I am pro-potato. That I love potato-based foods. I do love coleslaw, though. But yeah, I think I have to go with coleslaw just because I'm such a big fan of potatoes.
This is a hard one for me. There are a lot of bad coleslaws. I mean, some of the, like the restaurants you go to, it's like very industrialized, I'll call it, coleslaw, where the cabbage is basically like in chunks, like you would dice, mince an onion.
Yes.
And it's like that. And then it's like in soupy, milky water with a couple of bad carrots in it.
Yeah, that's not good.
And it has no flavor, and I hate it. Now, I'm with the caller, this Mona earlier. I like a vinegar-based coleslaw that has a little oregano in it. In El Salvador, they call it cortido, which is, you know, not really like American coleslaw at all. But I've had more American coleslaws on the vinegar. I like a parboiled or a par-cooked cabbage that's kind of in strands, thinly sliced. I love that. I have had, though, some good creamier coleslaws that have a little bit of the vinegar kick in it. That's good as well. Potato salad, again, I like it more on the mustardy side and vinegary side with a little mayo and egg in it. But all that said, because there are more bad coleslaws in America than potato salad, I'm going to say coleslaw is worse.
Yeah, so very similar.
Unless it's made correctly, which is harder to do. All right, let's listen to a little Nat King Cole on the way out. Farm update with the Midwest Farm Report. Pam Yonke is next. Going to come back and talk about what's happening in D.C. and why it might be coming to a city near you. It's the Kevin O'Ball Show on Civic Media. Right now. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Monday, August 25th, 2025. Aaron Summers on the board, our producer and engineer. Glad to have you all along. We are broadcasting out of the old world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison. Sunny skies, partly, mostly sunny, we'll call it. People out on the street there on State Street and Fairchild and downtown Madison, walking, riding bikes, enjoying a beautiful, it feels, there's a sense of fall, Zommers, in the air.
That there is. And
hi.
Yeah, all the extra people help with that just because that happens every time the students move in.
Yeah, absolutely. And high, as they're saying right now, what is it, right? 67 degrees right now, which would normally be a high for the end of September. Normal highs right now are like 80 degrees is what the normal high should be for end of August. And we're about a month ahead. So you can figure snow by the 1st of October.
Maybe. Or no snow as we've been having. Or right. Much less
we'll
than
see.
Past years.
We'll see. Was driving back from Richland Center. By the way, I stopped down to our friends, one of our great sponsors here at Civic Media, Kopke's Greenhouse. Our friend Gordy Kopke, who's always kind enough to let us do a show out there in the spring. And we promote their big auction in the spring where they raise money for Memorial Day weekend for the Badger Honor Flights. Great, great cause. So we try to do our little part and help them out. And so I went down to the town of Dunn in Oregon, just here in Dane County, because fall is upon us and Kopke's is back open for their big fall Lollapalooza. their fall sales, their fall plant and that sort of thing. And their mums, the mums are back in at Kopke's here in Dane County in the town of Dunn. And so I stopped there. I got a mum. I got some ornamental grasses. I got an ornamental pepper plant. And I guess pumpkins are on the way soon. And that was a lot of fun. And I took some of that up to mom's in Richland Center and got her all set for fall. We brought out, because as we said on the show before, my mom and Brady Ewing's parents live a house apart in Richland County, in Richland Center. And so we had a garden flag, with a white flag with a red motion W. And we wrote in very neat black marker number 34, which was Brady's number. And that has not graced mom's front lawn since the fall of 2012, which was Brady's senior year at Madison. And she's had it hanging in the garage ever since. And I told her we had a bale of straw, we had a scarecrow and whatever. And so I said, what if we brought this flag out again this year? Because maybe the luck of Brady's teams in 2012 will somehow help us out. And so we put that up. And then I was driving back to Madison last night. And as I like to listen to all kinds of radio, and I have Sirius XM in the truck because I listen to a lot of Kenny Chesney's No Shoes radio. And I'll dial around and listen to conservative, progressive, all kinds of different, there's all kinds of different talk out there. And they had, years ago, I used to listen to her, Dr. Laura Schlesinger. And I think she got in some trouble. I'm not sure what happened. And they took her off the air. Well, she's back on. And there's something called Triumph Radio on Sirius XM. I have no idea what the ideology of that is. But she was on, and her voice sounds a little weaker. I hope she's all right, I guess. And whether you agree with her or disagree with her, very entertaining radio. Because she gives advice. She's one of these kind of hard line, you know, and somebody's trying to tell. Basically, what happened was this woman had her daughter lives 90 minutes away, and she was driving to see the daughter to help out the kids. And as soon as she would get there, the daughter would be like, oh, well, this is great, but I'm going out with my girlfriends for a wine night tonight, so you need to be gone by 6. And had done this multiple times. And basically the mom was like, you know, should I keep putting up with this? And Dr. Laura's like, no, look her right in the face and say, I am driving 90 minutes to help you. If you want that, you're not going to shush me out the door. If you don't, that's fine. And she's very hard. I like that. You know, I'm not saying I agree with everything she says, but the point is, it's very entertaining radio.
It's very, you know, Jerry Springer, Dr. Phil-esque.
It's not Jerry Springer. It's more Dr. Phil-esque, I guess.
But either way, or, you know, Judge Judy, this is all a wide spectrum of people bring real problems and you suggest, you know, varying degrees of quality.
And I'm not
advice.
Saying that I'm going to turn this show into that. No, I'm not really qualified. But wouldn't that be something if I started giving out advice?
You should have some people call in with their problems.
855-752-4842. What can I help you with? I'm listening. There's not a lot of help involved right now out in Washington, D.C. Story today in the Washington Post. And this is something that's happened in D.C., but following it a little bit, other shows have as well. Now it's coming to Chicago. And I believe that in due time, it is set to come to at least some places in Wisconsin, most likely Milwaukee. Because do you remember what Trump said when they were having the RNC Republican National Convention last year or leading up to it? Called it, I don't know, Zomers, you could look it up and keep me honest, but I think he called it a horrible city or a terrible city.
Terrible is what I remember it being.
And it just kept bagging on Milwaukee. But then they had their convention there.
No, it was horrible.
It was horrible. All right. Horrible. Trump called Milwaukee a horrible city. And we know, those of us that grew up in Wisconsin, those of us that either live in or spend time in Milwaukee, know what a great, vibrant city Milwaukee is. Like any major city, heck, any city, it has its challenges. But there's so much to love about the city of Milwaukee. My guess is at some point, if this continues, you're going to see Trump's militarization move into Milwaukee or other places in Wisconsin. From the Washington Post, headline, Pentagon plans military deployment in Chicago as Trump eyes crackdown. Says the Pentagon has for weeks been planning a military deployment to Chicago as President Donald Trump says he wants to crack down on crime, homelessness, and undocumented immigration. In a model that could later be used in other major cities, officials familiar with the matter said. The planning, which has not been previously disclosed, involves several options, including mobilizing at least a few thousand members of the National Guard as soon as September. That's next week, by the way. To what is the third most populous city in the United States. The mission, if approved, would have parallels to the polarizing and legally contested operation that Trump ordered in Los Angeles in June, when he deployed 4,000 members of the California National Guard and 700 active duty Marines, despite the protests of state and local leaders. The use of thousands of active duty troops in Chicago has also been discussed, but is considered less likely at this time. But two officials who, like others interviewed, spoke on condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the issue, the Chicago effort would further expand Trump's use of military force domestically even when state and local authorities call the idea unwelcome and unwarranted. Administration officials have defended such deployments, arguing that they are necessary steps to bring back law and order. What's your thoughts on this? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This comes on the heels, by the way. On Friday, Trump said of his ongoing National Guard intervention in D.C., where more than 2,000 Guard members have been deployed in what he has cast an overdue effort to crack down on crime, he zeroed in on Chicago as his next target, calling Chicago, quote, a mess, unquote. And by the way, last night, those National Guard members who were not armed with guns and weapons with bullets became armed. Pete Hegseth, defense secretary, saying that military was trained to use firearms and they should have them. And so now the National Guard troops in D.C. are armed. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Gene up in beautiful Chippewa Valley. The Chippewa Valley, Eau Claire. Gene in Eau Claire, always a pleasure, Gene. What say you?
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys, too. I'll tell you something. This is so disgusting. I strongly recommend people start watching what the devil's going on. The biggest mess I see is in the White House and at the Capitol, and all the chaos and destruction and the BS and the criminality going on right there with the guy who's sending out big-time people to go after American citizens. I have never seen the attack on the United States of America and its citizens as by this guy. Putin and his friends don't need to even come after the United States because they got Trump doing it, causing chaos, tariffs, health care. You name it, that son of a gun is going after it. And I hope people start paying attention and quit blaming Biden. This guy is a lunatic. Yeah. And I'll tell you something. His lunacy has spread to the Republican Party because the Senate ain't doing nothing about it and the Congress isn't doing anything about it. And I've never seen this in my life. They used to go back and forth, Democrats and Republicans, yeah. But I've never seen this party going after the people of the United States, making enemies with both sides, to countries that are neighbors and allies. He's nuts. Anyway,
up against the clock. Thanks, Gina. I appreciate you. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Christy calling in beautiful Deerfield, Wisconsin. Christy, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that. I didn't read it correctly. Christy in Delafield. Almost changed your location, Christy. I apologize. Christy in Delafield. Thanks for calling, Christy. What say you?
Have you seen all of the posts just in the last day or so from Gavin Newsom, where he's been comparing the crime rates in various cities, you know, the murder rates in various cities in California with the murder rates in red cities around the country, and California comes out quite favorable by comparison. And I'm thinking that Chicago should plan to put out posters and signs all over the place doing the same thing so that they're inescapable for news media, regardless of which news media, and people get that blasted in their faces that Chicago isn't anywhere near as bad as, Arkansas or whatever.
I think that's great, Christy. I appreciate the call. Thanks for your listenership. I haven't seen every single post. I mean, I've seen some of these that Newsom is putting out, and that's kind of a whole other kettle of fish on how he's doing this. He's trying to imitate Trump on some of his social media posts to kind of goad the current president and MAGA. Like I said, that's kind of a different issue, in my opinion. But yes, he's trying to get facts out there as well. And I agree with Christy. I mean, I think it would be good for Chicago. I think it's good for Milwaukee, other places where it could be targets for Trump to militarize and get the facts out there ahead of time. Doesn't mean they're going to listen to him, but I think it's important to get it on the record. I have friends and people that still live in D.C., and according to them and other reporters that live there, where Trump is deploying, whether it's the U.S. Marshals or ICE or whomever, the main areas that Trump has put people in D.C., in the district, as they say, it turns out mostly not where the highest crime areas are. And what this is really looking like is an attempt to go after brown folks, in some cases legal immigrants, some places undocumented, and just trying to get rid of those folks. That's what it kind of looks like and feels like. Come back with more of your calls. We'll wrap things up as the Almost Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tom Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, whichever one of your stations that you're listening to across the great state of Wisconsin, that will come on at the top of the hour. Check of weather. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, will be in looking back at the great Eucharist celebration of life last night. Again, shout out to our friends Kelly Call and Sean Hannish at Just a Bit Outside for doing all that great videography work last night and yesterday for the celebration of life. And then after Clemens will be another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie is on location. I believe it's called the Cactus Club in Milwaukee. So we'll find out. I'll be listening with bated breath, find out what that's all about. So join Maggie and her guests live on location in Milwaukee right after us. Right now, talking about this Washington Post story today. Pentagon, Trump planning to deploy more military in Chicago. After what he did in D.C., he armed the National Guard folks in D.C. over the weekend with live ammunition and now targeting Chicago next. I think that Milwaukee better be ready because Trump has already called out Milwaukee as a horrible city, quote unquote. I obviously disagree. But to me, this is a lot more about politics than it is practicality. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to the beautiful Driftless in the Southwest. Listen to WRCE Ross in beautiful Crawford County. Ross, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, Todd, you're right. It is beautiful out here. So I spent a few years in the National Guard and Reserves. Mm-hmm. And the big challenge that National Guard people is, you know, they're going in once a month for a couple of days. They have a couple of weeks in the summer. It's training on whatever skill set they're going. We're going to be asking, Trump is telling National Guard troops that are not necessarily military police who are trained to handle those scenarios in which you're running up against people that you may have to kind of push from point A to point B or kind of, you know, appropriately kind of confine them. You're going to have all sorts of people that are not trained for this. So, I think that it, you know, if all they're going to do is just guard a statue or kind of keep people moving along in the Washington Mall, but if you were to put some of these troops into dangerous neighborhoods, it's a setup for a disaster. And like you say, when you play politics with the National Guard, it's only gonna bring problems to the image of the military.
Ross, first of all, thank you for your service. Appreciate that to this country. You bring up a great point. By Trump doing this, he's endangering the troops as much as anybody else, the civilians in these situations, because you're absolutely right. We've been honored to spend time with some of our National Guard troops around the state, and it's specialized, right? Not every National Guard troop is trained in policing necessarily.
That's right. When they go to basic training, you know, it's basically you're taking a person who has no idea of how to sort of work with other people in a wartime situation. That is not. And then once they get deployed to their unit, then they sort of things sort of simmer down and then they just sort of take up their job, whatever their specialty is. You might be a mechanic, you know, you might be a driver, you might be a medic or whatever it might be. But these people are not trained, whereas military police, I could see if he wanted to take military police because that's their specialty. Mm-hmm. But I think what he's doing is he's setting them up for potential problems. And I don't see any good in it.
Really important point, Ross. I appreciate you calling in with that. And thanks for your listenership out there, beautiful Crawford County. Want to end where we began with Bob Uecker, the celebration of life yesterday. Saw this online, thought we'd play it for you. Bob Uecker's last call last year against the New York Mets.
Tying run at the plate. 4-2 New York. The pitch. A double play ball hit to Lindor, and the throw is going to wind up with a double play. and the New York Mets, after coming from behind with a big four-run ninth inning rally. Wow. Well, New York down. They did it. And the crew will have it end here tonight.
Really a crushing end to what was a fabulous season for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm telling you, that one had some sting on it.
Listen to that game in Ripon last year. He just had a feeling. And that was Bob Uecker's last call behind the microphone. I want to leave you probably, this is probably going to go up to the bottom of the top of the hour, right, Zomber? Is this clip here or pretty close?
We've got
time to get in. All right, let's leave you a little happier note with Uke. Chicago Cubs, look, I don't like them as a team, but I'll give them credit when the Brewers were down there last week. They replayed this on their Jumbotron at Wrigley Field. They played it again yesterday, part of Kelly Call and Sean Hannish's work. Great work yesterday. This is Uke from a couple of seasons ago leading the seventh inning stretch and take me out to the ball game down at Chicago at Wrigley Field.
Up Uecker leads us with Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
All right, let me hear you, folks. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I'll root, root, root for the Brewers. You do the same for the Cubs. So it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Thank you very much.
The late, great Bob Uecker. Take me out to the ball game. Again, many, many thanks and bravo to the guys that just have been outside, Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, for putting all that work together. As Zomber said, you can see the entire ceremony, if you missed it yesterday, at Major League Baseball's YouTube page, Uecker's Celebration of Life. Many thanks to Tom Kircher from Wisconsin Watch for being here. All of you for listening. Zomber is doing yeoman work on the board as always. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn's On Location show is next. We'll be back here with you tomorrow. Enjoy your afternoon, wherever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Long live you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.